Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Cusick, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The FAA has indefinitely closed routes near Reagan National Airport to most helicopter traffic in the wake of this week's deadly collision. That's what a source close to the matter tells the Associated Press. Pentagon correspondent Charlie Daggett.
You see helicopters along the Potomac and around Reagan National Airport all the time, day and night. That is routine. It's been going on. I spoke to a Black Hawk helicopter pilot yesterday. That's been going on essentially since 9/11.
Unusual at the time of the collision was that just one air traffic controller was working both helicopters and airplanes. Nick Daniels, who heads up the Air Traffic Controllers Union, was on CBS Mornings.
It is not uncommon for us to routinely combine positions, decombine positions. There is usually someone in a supervisory position looking at the overall workload and complexity in order to make those determinations of what positions we need open and when we need them open.
CBS's Skylar Henry reports investigators hope to get crucial information from the jetliner's data recorder.
That will show everything from altitude, airspeed, headings, and it will also include engine performance, control inputs, flaps and landing gear positions, really necessary details and data that will help the NTSB.
Officials at Fort Stewart, Georgia say two soldiers died in a vehicle accident during training last night. A five-year-old boy was killed when the hyperbaric chamber he was in exploded this morning at a medical facility in Troy, Michigan. Police Lieutenant Ben Hancock.
Our initial research shows that this is not a common incident, and the scene remains under active investigation.
The White House is hosting what it calls a school choice event today.
Several governors will be there, so will faith leaders and conservatives from the Heritage Foundation. This meeting comes just a few days after President Trump issued an executive order directing several government agencies to develop plans for redirecting federal funds in order to expand school choice. Teachers' unions have raised concerns about redirecting public funds for private education. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A new memo indicates schools and universities must return to first-term Trump policies when handling sexual misconduct cases. CBS's Jill Schlesinger tells us the government report shows just a slight rise in consumer prices last month.
The Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation held steady in December, PCE. It was up 2.6% on a yearly basis in December. The core index increased by 2.8% from a year ago.
And on Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 3 points. The S&P is up 39. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 70-year-old man remains missing after a UTV broke through the ice in Kenosha County yesterday. It happened on Lake Elizabeth in Twin Lakes. Local and DNR teams are assisting in the search, which highlights concerns about thin ice in the area. A Racine man has been charged with a felony for shooting at someone near his vehicle, mistakenly believing he was protected by the Castle Doctrine. The incident resulted in no injuries. Jesus Cabrera was released on a signature bond. Wisconsin's budget surplus has been revised upward to $4.3 billion. That exceeds the previous estimate of $4 billion. Governor Tony Evers will soon present his budget proposal, which is expected to spark negotiations with lawmakers over how to use that money. And downtown Racine will feature large metal kites as part of its annual public art installation this summer. The kites are being built by welding students at Gateway, and they'll be decorated by selected artists. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers making changes on their coaching staff. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. ESPN reporting the Packers plan to hire DeMarcus Covington as their next defensive line coach. Covington was the Patriots' defensive coordinator last year. He was hired by Bill Belichick and was New England's defensive line coach when they won their most recent Super Bowl 5 years ago. But the Packers are losing linebackers coach Anthony Campanelli. After just 1 year in Green Bay, Campanelli is 42. He grew up in New Jersey playing linebacker at Rutgers.
I started as a high school coach. I grew up around high school football. You know, my father and my brothers and everything. So that's really where my background is.
College basketball. The Badgers hope to bounce back after losing at Maryland. Wisconsin will be at Northwestern tomorrow. Tip-off time, 1 o'clock. Number 9th ranked Marquette at home in Milwaukee against UConn tomorrow night. Game time, 7 p.m. The Bucks road trip continues tonight in San Antonio against the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team. He'll be joining Giannis as a reserve. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
More and more sunshine peeking out here this afternoon with breezy winds. They're crisp, too, pulling out of the northeast, just keeping our highs to the upper 30s. Tomorrow, temperatures slide to the low 30s and chances of light snow moves in at night. Accumulations look light, though, like less than half an inch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story, 30 seconds away, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinedisccenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Now, the rest of the story. Mr. Tuckett is a retired insurance agent. Ralph Tuckett, 67, lives in Fresno, California. But he has become the king of the snails. You see, he was vacationing in Hawaii when he saw something on the menu called escargot. Escargot, he was told, is a delicacy, a snail bathed in garlic and butter and roasted. A snail, thought Ralph, you eat snails? But the waiter talked him into it, and they were not bad. There were six of them, he remembers, on the plate. A half dozen of those shriveled up little nothings. And then Ralph remembered that back home in Fresno, in his own garden, he had snails, thousands of them. And not these tiny ones, such as these that he was eating, but big fat ones. And that brings us to the rest of the story. Ralph Tucker's Hawaiian vacation was 2 years ago. Today, he is president of the SCA, the Snail Club of America, an organization which he founded. There are 800 members, some of whom are now raising backyard herds of 50,000 or more snails. And that means Mr. Tucker, once retired, is back in business as king of the snails. And this new snail enterprise is anything but sluggish. American restaurants, once almost exclusively dependent on the foreign snail market, are gradually counting on Ralph and Company. What's it like at a snail roundup? Well, what Ralph does is sprinkle bran flakes at the perimeter of his garden. Snails love bran flakes. Takes most of them about a day to reach their favorite food, at which point Ralph gathers them up. Snails are corralled by a wooden fence which is ringed with a copper band, and when the snail's antenna touches the copper, they receive a slight static electricity shock which turns them back. After the roundup, Ralph puts the herd on a water diet for 3 days to flush the grit from their systems, and then he shells them and parboils them and packs them in ice and ships them. The herd has no trouble replenishing itself after each harvest. Snails are very affectionate. Snails are also escape artists, and for this reason, live shipment is done, but no longer preferred. Once a half ton of them ate through their shipping crates and then started eating the truck that was transporting them. Another time, a live snail got loose in a restaurant kitchen and remained undetected until it was seen riding through the dining room on top of a cheesecake on the dessert cart. So, for Ralph Tucker, there is no business like snail business. And it's starting to look like the United States domestic market might someday wipe out the foreign snail trade. The irony being that the snail, which destroys $30 million in California crops per year, is now a full-fledged California crop itself. And Mr. Tucker owes his success to a Hawaiian vacation 2 years ago, during which time he was talked into trying escargot. Was it the way they tasted? No, the taste was entirely forgettable. The price on the menu was not. Right then and there at that restaurant table, as he recalled the multitude of escargot in his own backyard. Mr. Tucker did some calculating, and his calculations have since proved correct. Ralph Tucker could easily afford to wholesale snails for 20 cents each. And yet for those six scrawny ones in that restaurant, he had paid $12.50. So he went into the business. Now you know the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey's rest of the story. Heard twice daily here on WRJN. First time at 7:25 with Don Rosen. Don't miss that one. And then again at 12:05, as you just heard, every Monday through Friday on WRJN.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, though life would still go on, believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits. We'll be right back.
heartless little game that you are playing. I'm gonna tell you all the things my heart's been a dying to be saying. Just like a ghost, you've been a haunting my dreams, so I propose.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, Valentine's Day, just a couple weeks away, and boy, do we have a nice prize package that you can win. Listen to this. Win for yourself so that you can give it to somebody else. Flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. There's also something for your sweet tooth, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Also, there's a little bit of jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds. In Racine, a Mannheim Steamroller Romance CD. Beautiful. You're listening to one of the cuts now. Music is only Mannheim Steamroller can do it, and this is very romantic stuff. And there's also concert tickets, Herman's Hermits in the Association. How do you win this? You sign up for it. Go to any of these three locations. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue. And the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha, Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. And also, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine. Could all be yours. You can win it so that you can give it away for Valentine's Day. From WRJN.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at chulavistaresort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. chulavistaresort.com.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text TIGER to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text TIGER to 42424. That's TIGER to 42424.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie.
Italian pop. But what are we gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, please, Susie. Wake up, please, Susie. Wake up, please, Susie.
Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, but the only thing I know in everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on. Go help her say. Chanel number 5. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. But got to be nervous, but can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump singer, and I like them like that. Devil with a blue red, blue red song. She's a devil with a blue red song. Hey, I say now.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Let's make good on that local news promise for you right now with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 70-year-old man remains missing after a UTV broke through the ice in Kenosha County yesterday. A search was started again this morning on Lake Elizabeth in Twin Lakes. Two other people who were on the UTV managed to escape the water. They declined further medical attention. Local rescue teams, along with a DNR team, are assisting in the search. Earlier this week, Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling put out a warning regarding thin ice. That was after a handful of water rescues in Racine County. A Racine man thought he was within his rights when he shot at someone near his car. He wasn't. Jesus Cabrera has been charged with a felony for endangering safety after shooting at a person in a ski mask who was near his vehicle. Cabrera thought he was acting under the Castle Doctrine, but the law only applies to defending yourself in a home, not a yard. The shooting this week happened after Cabrera saw somebody on a security camera. There were no injuries. He did end up damaging his own vehicle. There's more of your money piling up in Madison. Wisconsin's budget surplus has been revised upwards to $4.3 billion. That's according to the latest figures from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. It's up from the previously estimated $4 billion. Governor Tony Evers will soon present his budget proposal, which is expected to initiate a series of negotiations with Republicans over how to use that money. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
More and more sunshine peeking out here this afternoon with breezy winds. They're crisp, too, pulling out of the northeast, just keeping our highs to the upper 30s. Tomorrow, temperatures slide to the low 30s and chances of light snow moves in at night. Accumulations look light, though, like less than half an inch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
Hits. Surf's up. Let's hit the beach with a little of that California sun that showed up today in Racine in southeast Wisconsin with WRJN.
California girls are really the most. frisky in Frisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
Love runs high in this time. Give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show? To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
Rich like me,
has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, serving southeastern Wisconsin for over 98 years. Why, that's almost as much as 100. We've almost hit the century mark at WRJN.
Rescue me, or take me in your arms, rescue me. I want your tender charm, cause I'm lonely and I'm blue. I need you and your love too. Come on and rescue me.
Yeah.
rescue me.
With you. The lead singer was Jerry Rafferty. He had a couple of solo hits, so technically the band was a one-hit wonder. The lead singer was not, but I digress. Once again this year, Downtown Racine and WRJN bringing you the Downtown Chili Ice Walk. 10 different locations serving their chili and stuff for the kids to do, like a scavenger hunt and ice sculpting that you can see. Again, Saturday, February 22nd, noon until 4. We'll see you there. And if you want more details, go to our website and click on the link. Our website is wrjn.com.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect.
a strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, The Personal Touch by Julie. Time is running out. Show that special someone how much they mean to you with a Valentine's Day bouquet, straight from the heart. With over 40 years of handcrafted floral artistry, let The Personal Touch by Julie bring your love to life, one petal at a time. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The Badgers.
Beats Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Fade.
It is fade. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. So you're the Beatles and you're about to break up, but you're going to do one more album. So what song do you make as the first song on the album? This one.
Here come old flat top, here come grooving up slowly. Got juju eyeball, he want pearly roller. He got hair down to his knee. Got to be a joker, he just do what he please. Shh.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto.